of a mao. So Rashi says the yoma that he holds midaita nyotzu dishonu minayim lo nitztavu akach. They did it on their own. They made their own kal v'chaymo, but there wasn't really a tzivu from Hashem to act that way. So mao kivon lo tzivu l'minayu. Since it doesn't say that terribly minayu lo mechayim, takrim won't be nisaklayim on this. Or they will maybe know kivon hiskim a dayim. Since the Kodesh Baruch Hu was masking, Rashi the Kodesh Baruch Hu hiskim ayodim is commanding tzivu l'minayu dami. It's as if it says the word l'minayu dami. So take it. That's a good shayla. So therefore, you would be over the lap of climb. You would get Malkus for it. According to him, it's a shayla. It's a good take. Other more says, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi Ram, he has to speak with Sukkim. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Vayas Elokim Eshnei Amoris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made like two great lights. Eshnei Amoris HaGiyah. Eshnei Amoris HaGadolim. Two big lights. Well, Ksiv, then the pasuk says, Esamor HaGadol, the big sun, the big light. The Samara cut and then the moon, the small one. What happened? So Omer was like this. Omer Yerach Bnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The moon set in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Riboyne Shalom. Eshel Shnei Melochim Shishtam Shabakeser Echod. Echlam, at the beginning, both the sun and the moon were created the same size. They were both just as strong. Just the moon came to complain to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is it possible to have two kings like to wear one crown? How could they both be Mishtamish with the same Keser? So Omar lo, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu then if so said to the moon that Umi Tatzmucho, you're right, if so, will make you smaller. Like go make yourself smaller. So Omar Lefonov, so the moon started to cry out right away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar Lefonov Ribbono Shel Olam, Hoyo V'yamati Lefonecho Dover Hogin, Imai Tatzmi, just because I suggested a proper thing like, that's why you want to make me smaller, like what I do wrong. So Omar lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to the moon, and Rashi says it means that Hashem wanted to appease him a little bit now, and he told him, L'chi go, M'sho b'yom b'layla, you should rule both by day and by night. So Omar lo, still the moon sent back, but Maru v'usa d'shaga b'tiro, what does it help a little light of a candle in the daylight? It doesn't mean anything. What do you mean to, I should rule by yom? I can't even be seen by yom. So still, Maya, honey, what happened? Like what happened to him? So Mor says, Omalei, Zil Limni B'cho Yisro Yemer B'shonim. And I'll appease you like this. The Klai Yisro will use the moon to count the Yemer B'shonim, the days and the moon, and the days and the years. Like we count our Levona, our month, by the Levona. Omra lo Yoyma Nami Yesh Lemani Beit Kufosoi. He said, listen, even the moon also still has to be used. You have to count this Kufis from the sun. So you'll see like the pasuk says, for hoyu liyoseis, that there should be for signs, ulamoyadim for yom tovim, uliyomim for days lishonim. So mashim need both of them. So of course not an appeasing me the moon. Is zil likru tzadika v'shmecha. Of course it's like this, the righteous people speak him, they'll be called after you. That Yaakov HaKotin, it says Yaakov HaKotin, mashim the kotin is a dava choshev, Shmuel HaKotin, David HaKotin. The Mor says, still though, Chazayid loikom meis vadaito. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still saw the way the moon was not consoled. He didn't feel that good yet. Yizom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heviyo kapor olai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, like a marshal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself should have to forgive the moon. Shem yarti yasi yareach. That I went and made the moon smaller. HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mechaper. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a kapor for this. And behind all this is the Yomer of Shimon ben Lakish. Man ishtan is soyer shor Rosh Chodesh. How come by the korban we bring on Rosh Chodesh? How come the soyer? What's special about the goat that's brought on Rosh Chodesh? Shinem abo it says in the postik la Hashem. Mashm is brought for Hashem's sake. He's all my Kodesh Baruch. Kodesh Baruch says like this. Soyer zeh, this korban, this musaf Rosh Chodesh, yei kapora, it should be a forgiveness for me. Al shem yadati yasi yireich, that the miyah Kodesh Baruch made yireich smaller. Exactly what this means is hard to understand. Avar Kodesh Baruch Hu did mitzaradin, but still we want to be mafayis somehow the yireich. Now the Gemara says, Ravasi Rom Ravasi, it's a question like this. See, if one pasuk says, Vatoytza Yoretz Desha, that the earth brought forth grass, and this was Betlosa B'Shavata. On the third day, it says that the earth brought forth grass. We see then the pasuk says, that the whole Siyah Hasod, the term Yiboritz, like all the growth before was on the earth, b'mali shabasa, and that's talking about on the sixth day on Friday. So actually there's nothing grown yet by Friday. So Rav Malama comes to teach us like this, sheyotzu b'shoyim, like the truth, the growth came up to the top of the ground. They broke through the soil and they came to the top of the ground. She also destroyed the yomdu al pesach karka. At shabodim rishon of bikash leim rachmin. Until adam rishon on erev Shabbos was a spell to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And then the yomdu geshamim. And then Hakadosh Baruch Hu made the rain fall. Vitzomchu. And then all the growth sprouted out. Then it came out. Here's a lamnecha comes to teach us. Shakadosh Baruch Hu misavut losan shasadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hoping and waiting for the tefillah of the tzaddikim. Rav Nachman bar Papa Hevilei hi ginsa. Rav Nachman bar Papa had a certain garden, and Shodib Bei Biznura, he threw there some seeds, he seeded it, Poloi Tzomach, and nothing grew. His boy Rachmei says he dabbed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also Mitra, rain came at Tzomach, and it grew. So Omri says, Haimad Rav Asi, that's the same thing Rav Asi says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mestav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves and waits for the tefillah of tzaddikim. Omar Rav Chonim Barova. Who goes by this? Hashisua. And the Pasuk says Hashisua, Pasuk in Devarim. So, Beria B'fnei Atzma. That's a Beria by itself. Sheyesh Lo Shnei Gabayim. It has two backs. Or Shnei Shedroyis and two spinal cords it has. So, we ask the question, V'chi Moshe Rabbeinu Kiniga Hoya? Like, was Moshe Rabbeinu a hunter? Or Oy Blistery Hoya? Like, how do we know these things? Rashi, blister means murder, bakesh, like they throw arrows, lechayis. So Rashi says, "Minayin hoy boki bechayis lolu." She knows them boki ben. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know about these animals? Hashesuel means like double, like twins, because this animal has two backs, had two spinal, has not had two spinal cords. So my answer is, "Mikan shu b'liyomer ein terem in hashemayim." This is an answer. Whoever says that Torah is not min hashemayim, that even though Moshe said that the pshat was avad was min hashemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew. Om le'rav chizdav tachlifo baravine zil kosov kinigi oblistery bagaratecho. Go write it down. The words it said, the hunter here and the archer here. Ufashas, and go to explain it. So what? One pasuk says v'yeschamesh sane plishtim. That the five kings there of Plishtim, they were Hazosi, Vashkaduri, Vashkaluni, Hagosi, Vyakruni, Vaivim. It says these five. Omar, Ye Omar Chamisha, Vachosha, Shisa. The apostle says five, and it counts to have six. How could it be? So Rabbi Yonison says, Arunki Shalahem. Yonison had to say, really, the kings were only five. Rashi says it means the chashuvim shalahem hey. There are only five chashuv one. One was not so chashuv. That's why it says six. Because it's five, there's only five chashuv ones. Yeah, omalei rav chizdav tachlifa. So chizdav says back to tachlifa baravino ksiv arunki. Again, write this word now. Arunki is another word you're saying. Arunki, which means a chashuv of people. Biagaratecha in your notebook, like. Or force us and explain it. In other words, these are new words, write them down. Or plegi the Rav, the arguing Rav. The Rav says, Avin Messiim are bo. That Avin and Messiim, they were one. So according to him, it's very good. According to him, there's only five taka. That Avim came from Taman. Tanyin Amu Lampis, or Tanyin Amu Yochi. Avim, mi Taman bo, they came from Taman. For lo Munikrishman, Avim, or they called Avim, Shei. She'vosu es mekaimam. Because they like made waste to home. Rashi says, Rosas v'chilkula blaz. They got angry there, v'chilkula, that's what they did to that town. They made it waste. Rashi says, Yotsu mishom v'nisav v'shechorv. The city was chorv, came to waste. So Rav, another pshat is, Aviyam, what does that mean? Shivu leloi, Hus Harbe, that he had desires to worship a lot of different gods. Tavrocha, another pshat is, Aviyah means to call a royoisom of Zosi Avis. Whoever saw them was seized with a trembling. Now, Omer Rabbi Yosef, V'yistlu shisasri dori shinei, So Yosef said that every one of them had 16 rows of teeth. Yeah. This little shisri dori shina lechocha adchad. Amr Reb Shimon. Amr Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Harbe mikroye shiruyim lesarif. Ve'enein gufei Torah. There are a lot of psukim that it looks as if it's mamish, no purpose, should be burned. Really, from these things, we learn out guf from Shatara. Rashi says, Harbe mikroyes mizyesha doyme lekoreyim shein ro lesarif. It looks like there's no purpose for it. It shouldn't have been written. But we hold shein lam lesarif v'tera genayu lechavron yekadosha. The guf of Torah says, tamim gedoylem tluyim bem. V'ashik choshev yozlu atzef shemayt. Now it goes to explain certain things that we don't see the chshivas in it, and really that's called gufi Torah. So one pasuk says, Ho'avim ha'yeshvim b'chatzerim ad Aza. They were dwelling there until Aza. My nafk l'chom, you know what's the difference? The Torah says, midi yashvi Avimelech l'Avram. Since Avimelech made a promise to Avram, in tishko lilo negdi ol nechdi, that if you deal falsely with me, with my son and my son's sons, Sama Kodesh Baruch Hu, Leisi Kafturim, Leifku Meyavim. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, let the Kafturim come and take away the land of Avrim, Dehainu Plishtim, which that is the Plishtim. For Leisi Yisrael, Leifku Mekafturim, and let Christ take away from Kafturim. So therefore won't be a promise against Avimelech, Davon's promise to Avimelech. That's what's negated. So these Tzukim, Avim, Meyeshu, Mechatzerim. Another pshat is Atom Yisrael ki cheshbon yosichon Melech Amori. He v'hu nilcham Melech Amori. They had a fight with Melech Amoyev. The question is, my nafkim mino, because the Yomlo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, al totzer es Amoyev, don't have mechama with Amoyev. Oh, my Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Hakadosh Baruch Hu like this: leifu sichon let sichon come leifuk mi Amoyev. Let them conquer over Amoyev. So now it doesn't belong to Amoyev anymore. Now Christ of Leitz Yisrael Leifku Misichon LeChrist will not come and have Mecham against Sichon. That will be Mutter. And behind him, this is the Yom Rapopo Amonu Moyev Tiru B'Sichon. Amonu Moyev both became Tor through Sichon. Rashi says the Sichon Tiru Atzom LeYisrael means the lands became Tor to Klai Yisrael through that. Then the pasuk says Tzidoinim Yikro LeChermon Shiryoin. So turn on like this. Shener v'Shuyon, Mehori Eretz Yisrael. Both these cities, Shener and Shuyon, were both from the mountains of Eretz Yisrael. Malam, it comes to teach us. Shekol echad v'yechad m'umas haylam. Any one of the nations of the world, Holach obor lo kra god lo yatsmai. He went and built a big town like for himself. Ve'elu lo yashem, Hori Eretz Yisrael. And they called it the names of the mountains of Eretz Yisrael. Malam, it comes to teach us. Shafilo Hori Eretz Yisrael, even the mountains of Eretz Yisrael, Chavivim Alum Asylum, are very dear to the other nations. So you see how Chosh of Eretz Yisrael is. Kyotzeboy, similar like this is, the Posek says, Vesom Hevir Oisoi Liorim. The nation, put them over to the mountains. Meinafki Minor, Lalikru Liechov Galvosa. We saw Rabbi Yosef that he moved over the Mitzrayim into other cities. So what's the difference? The Moran says the liquor liach of Gavosa, that the Mitzrayim should not call like the Acha Yosef are there in Golis, are there in exile, because now the Mitzrayim themselves also had to move out to other cities. So that was the Kavon of Yosef. So kids, whatever the Torah says about has a tremendous purpose in it, and nothing is Lovatolo, we can learn out from every single word in the Torah. Then it says the Mishnah at Simoni Yosef Nermu. The Simoni Yosef was not said, but the word is that true. V'loi v'tani v'learned. Nesha, the Pasuk says, Ma Nesha miyucha chen liyetzba yisera b'zefek. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that Samech Aleph from Aleph on top. But the Morah starts off and says, it says in the Mishnah again, that Simona Yoif Le Nemru, the Simonim of an Oif Torah, and the Torah doesn't say exactly what are the Simonim. Samori asks the question, V'loi, is that true that the Torah doesn't say Simonim? V'otani, not like this. The Pasuk says Nesher. Nesher, that's an eagle, and that's an Oif Temeya. So Tafti Gmor Dashlam.